Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Maria Warner, who is the team leader for the recycling team at Oxford City Council, and she's going to tell us a bit about the refashion event happening this Saturday. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
So, what's happening on the day?
So, we have the most fantastic free event happening in Oxford Town Hall this Saturday, running from 12 until 6. It's a textile upcycling event, and it's really focused on engaging everyone across Oxfordshire in textiles and reuse. We've got some amazing crafting stores. We have a swishing area where you bring along clothes that you no longer want and you can swap for really good quality items. A lot of the local schools attending, so I think Windmill Primary School will be there, and North Kidlington School and Chipping Norton School. Oxfam are putting on a fashion show, as well as Orinoco. And opening the show this year is the City of Oxford College, who have been with us since the beginning and always turn out some most amazing stuff made out of recycled textiles. So come along, get involved and enjoy the day.
Brilliant. Can you tell me a bit more about the swishing? What was it?
Yeah, swishing. So basically, when you have an assort out and you've got a lot of clothes that you don't want and they're pretty good quality, donating to charity shops is great. But what you can also do is come along to swishing or swapping events that happen all across the city at swap shops. But at this event, it is bring them along on the day and you can swap from all sorts of items on the rails. So there's dresses, skirts, trousers, tops, men's, women's, baby's clothes, and you can swap for whatever you like. So you come along, donate your item and we'll weigh it. You'll get a token and then you can just pick something from the rails.
Fantastic. Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's
yep.
amazing.
And to be honest, I must say the skirt I'm wearing today, I got from Refashion last year. So it's definitely worth coming along with some good quality stuff.
Ace. Can you tell me a few of the stall holders who will be there this weekend?
We have got some really good ones this year. I don't even know where to start, to be honest. Orinoco, who are partnering with us for the event, will be there. And they're doing some upcycling, textiling things with some reusable canvas bags. Oxfam are there and they have a store selling their great quality items that they have there. There are organisations called Daydream Days, Groovy Sue is there, The Circular Collective, Larkfield Vintage. I mean, the list is absolutely massive. The best thing to do is probably have a look on our Facebook page or on our website to have a look at the full list, because it's pretty immense. And I don't want to do anyone a misjustice or miss anyone off, but it is, yeah, it's really good. Yeah. My colleague who works as part of Low Carbon Oxford has organised a fantastic array of stores. And there's things you can buy. There's some crafting, upcycling areas where you can learn some real practical skills as well. I'm really ashamed to say that I didn't know how to sew a button on before I came along to these events, and now I can sew a button on and fix a zip, so you know,
wow,
everyone can learn something, so.
That's really useful.
Yeah.
Do you think upcycling has become more popular?
It really has. I think people are starting to see the value in things. I mean, vintage things have always been popular, haven't they? But I think in somewhere like Oxford, where people appreciate the value of resources, as residents here do and across the whole of Oxfordshire, it's taken quite seriously. And it's fashionable. I think upcycling and creating your own stuff is actually quite trendy now, and it's what people like to do. It's sort of making stuff bespoke and your own.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are so quick to go and buy cheap, throwaway fashion, which is just unnecessary when there is so much good quality items. So also part of the event is making people think about what they purchase and how they care for their clothes and how they look after them, and trying to get the value out of these raw materials, because they are really very valuable. And the other option is just throwing them away. And that's just, you know, completely ridiculous, because they might not be good as clothes to be worn again. But textiles have a value in regards to them being used as rag. For a lot of charities, they can get value from that. They can become something else, sort of seat covers or cushion covers or even a sock monkey. You know, whatever it is you want to create, come along on Saturday and find out some good ideas. You don't just need to throw stuff away.
What's the best bargain you've ever got from a charity shop?
Oh, good question. I think it was an old pair of curtains. They were fantastic, to be honest, and they just needed a good wash and re-hemming along the bottom. I basically went to see my mum and she fixed them for me, and I had these beautiful retro velvet, actually, which is not everyone's cup of tea, but you know, green velvet I quite liked. So they were the best find for me. And I tried to price match them up against something if I'd bought them new, and there was such a difference. I'd paid £10 for these curtains to buy them brand new. They were a good couple of hundred quid, so that was my big bargain.
That's amazing. I imagine, like many other people, have loads of odd socks lying about my house. I'm really ashamed to say this. Do you have any top tips?
Yeah, depends how creative you want to be, really. So, like I talked about one of my colleagues earlier, Jenny, she makes these most amazing sock monkeys out of really funky, odd socks. And I know that when I recently had my son, she brought him one round and he was one of her favourite, his favourite toys for quite a while. So sock monkeys are always good, but you can use them as stuffing for other things that you might be creating. Mm-hmm. Fill them with lavender, sew them up, use them as sort of sleeping aids. There's an array of silly things you can do with them if you are wanting to be creative. But if you don't want to do that and you just want to reuse the material, then bag it up in a carrier bag, clearly label it with rag, and then put it into one of the textile donation banks around the city. Clearly label it as rag, because, you know, bear in mind someone's got a hand sort through that stuff and make sure it's clean. Nobody wants a smelly old sock. But the rag can be used as seat filling and mattress filling and all sorts of stuff. So there is a value still in it, despite it might not have to you, but to somebody else. So use those textile banks, and they're everywhere around the city.
Yeah, brilliant. What impact will recycling your clothes have on the environment?
Oh, good one. A positive one, because we have very limited resources and they're really valuable. And why would we not try and recycle and reuse something rather than throwing it away? In Oxfordshire, we incinerate our waste. So it would be sent to an incineration plant where it would just be burnt and the value of that material would be lost as its raw form. So I think trying to move stuff up the waste hierarchy is really important, and I think a lot of people get that and see the value in items. If we look back to years ago, people were just doing this stuff. They would just make, mend and fix, and it was sort of just a normal behaviour, and we've become really quick to throw things away. So I think understanding the value, trying to find a reuse for it and trying to remove it from just being thrown away and disposed of when it's just, you know, it's just completely unnecessary. And I've got an interesting fact in regards to Oxfordshire as a whole, that we throw away over 8,000 tonnes of textiles every year in our bins. And that's just...
That's shocking.
Shocking, yeah. And there is value. There is value to someone that, you know, somebody is paying for the disposal, but somebody also could be benefiting from the recycling of it and the reuse of it. So, you know, it's adding value.
Yeah. So say you can't make the event on Saturday. What other ways can you recycle clothes and fabrics?
Okay, so we have an amazing array of charity shops in Oxford City. If you haven't been out and had a look around, then do it. Hitting the Cowley Road and up in Headington and Summertown, there are some fantastic clothes shops around. So go there, donate and buy secondhand if you can. Use the textile banks if there is something that you no longer want and you can't get to the charity shop when it's open to donate your items. Putting them in the banks that should be in locations around the city that are convenient to your home. And swap them, maybe. If you've got good quality stuff, swap it with friends or put it up on Freegal or Freecycle. And a lot of people sell stuff now on eBay and other sort of sites like that.
And Daily Info.
On Daily Info, exactly. So why not, you know, swap clothes, sell clothes. There's still value in those things. So, yeah, that's what I would recommend doing.
Brilliant. What other ways can you recycle your possessions which aren't textiles?
Oh, well.
I mean, I'm sure there are many.
Yeah. Do you know what? There are a million different ways you can recycle things. It all depends on the item, but I suppose at the curbside, as a service that we offer as the city, all your household items can go in your recycling bin, and we collect waste electrical items and batteries at the curbside. But when people just start thinking a bit higher up than that before it gets to that disposal level where you don't need it anymore, places like Orinoco are amazing. The secondhand scrap store, go along, have a look, guys. It's like a treasure trove of goodies. So if you are very creative and like remaking things, fantastic things that those guys do down there. Be creative, Google it, have a look around, because there's so many wonderful things. I mean, the Circular Collective are an organisation set up in Oxford which do some great work where they are trying to join up those links of people throwing away items that they no longer need, but maybe just need a bit of tweaking and fixing. The swap shops that happen around the city through the community action groups, a lot of them do PAT testing, so you can take old electrical items, get them fixed, get them made up so that people can, you know, reuse them. Mm. Don't just throw stuff away. Have a little think about the best ways of doing stuff. And there's so many reuse and recycling organisations in the city. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's I work for the city council and we have a job to keep it clean and try and encourage people to recycle, and we will deal with those things in the end. But it's really important if people try and make the most of these really good quality items before they do just get thrown away. And you can benefit as well, like event like ReFashion. Not only can you get rid of some things that you no longer want, but you can get back some really lovely things. There are, give you another example of some of the stores that we've got going on there. Lisa Made It and Dressmaking by Naomi. So there's lots of things we can go along and see how people have upcycled their clothes into a new outfit. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to speak to me, Maria. It's been a pleasure.
No, thank you very much. I'm very excited about these things. I hope to see you all come down on Saturday. It is free to get in and there are some lovely cakes and refreshments. Come along, get involved and enjoy the day.
Brilliant.